Do you have kids? Do you know someone who has kids? Or do you generally love and care about kids? Then this is the episode for you. Hello everyone, and welcome to Wellbeing Simplified, where we make it easy to learn how our everyday lives and habits impact our health and well-being. My name is Maggie and I'm your host for this podcast. The month of September celebrates many things, like Hispanic heritage and raises awareness about suicide prevention, pulmonary fibrosis, and self-care. September is also Childhood Obesity Awareness Month, and today, it's Children's Day in Costa Rica, and tomorrow it will be celebrated in Honduras. Children's Day is celebrated around the world, with each country having set a different day. In the U.S., Children's Day is celebrated on the second Sunday of June. The purpose of Children's Day varies country to country. In Bulgaria, they celebrate the gift of life that is kids, and children are given presents and are the star of the day. It's like their second birthday. In India, Children's Day is celebrated on the birthday of their first Prime Minister, Jawaharlal Nehru, and I really apologize for my pronunciation, and he really loved kids. And on this day, schools put on performances and there are competitions around the country specifically for kids. Now you might be thinking, Maggie, the purpose of this podcast is to learn about health and wellness. Where do kids come into play? Quite often, we tend to think about our own health and well-being, that sometimes we might not think about other groups, like kids. Think about it. How many times have you seen something on the news regarding exercise, a new diet, or a new health finding for adults? Now, how about kids? Probably not a whole lot. For this episode, I will be talking specifically about physical and mental health of kids. I will not be discussing diet because every kid is different in terms of dietary needs, and that is something that needs to be consulted with a pediatric nutritionist or any healthcare professional. And I just want to clarify, by kids, I am referring to human beings between the age range of 3 to 17 years old. So I want to apologize to the teenagers, but you guys are still considered kids through the eyes of science. So, without further ado, let's get to it. According to the World Health Organization, since 2016, over 80% of kids between the ages of 11 and 17 are not physically active enough. Do you find this surprising? In general, according to the CDC, kids between the ages of 3 and 5 years old should be active throughout the day. For kids between the ages of 6 to 17, they need at least 60 minutes or more of moderate to vigorous aerobic activity, like running, swimming, and dancing, and strength exercises, both of them at least 3 times a week. So how do you know if the activity you do is moderate or vigorous? One of my professors used this expression. If an exercise is moderate, you can talk, but you can't sing. If it's vigorous, you can't talk or sing. And by strength exercising, I don't mean bulk up your kids using barbells and protein shakes. No, don't do that. By strength, it's things like doing push-ups, pull-ups, gymnastics, yoga, things to help strengthen their muscles and bones. So how are kids not exercising enough? In 2019, the Cleveland Clinic conducted a study which looked at 600 kids between the ages of 6 to 11 over a period of 5 years. In this study, children wore a Sensewear armband, which is like a Fitbit that you wear around your biceps. And it gave researchers 1,254 observations in total. In other words, it gave researchers an idea how often and for how long the kids moved in their day-to-day lives. And here are the findings of the study. There was a decline in physical activity, all types, light, moderate, and vigorous, but the steepest drop was observed at age 8. So why do you think kids aren't exercising as much as they should? The answer, a sedentary life. In other words, sitting down for long periods of time. With the availability of electronic devices, kids are spending more time with a screen in front of their eyes. I don't know about you other millennials out there, but the only piece of technology that I had when I was a kid was a little VTech laptop, and the graphics would be a little bunch of pixels. I also have one of those plastic phones that the buttons would make noises and it would play music. So why is it important to move? First off, by sitting down for long periods of time with little to no exercise, it will first tighten the muscles in the hamstrings, which are those muscles behind the thigh. And those are connected to the muscles in your hips, and those muscles are connected to the muscles in your back, and those muscles are connected to the ones in your neck. Bottom line, by simply moving, you can avoid any musculoskeletal problems. I used to shadow at a physical therapy clinic, and one patient came in and his neck was completely frozen looking down because he had been playing on his Nintendo for over 10 hours. So if you have a little couch tater tot or a potato with hormones, how can you get them moving? Like Mary Poppins says, in every job that must be done, there is an element of fun. You find the fun and snap, the job's a game. I have worked with kids for the past 4 years in childcare settings. And I will tell you from my personal experience, if you can turn anything that you are doing into a game, or even better, a competition, kids will do anything. Also, feel free to get creative with any games that you do. Second, limit device time, whether it be the TV, computer, iPad, or any other technology that kids these days are using to entertain themselves. It will not only give them a break from sitting, but it will also give their eyes a break. Now, it's not only kids' physical health that needs to be considered, but also their mental health. According to the Mayo Clinic, children's mental health can impact their overall ability to function at home, school, and with friends. And while I was researching, I found this. According to the CDC, with kids ranging from 3 to 17 years old, approximately 4.4 million have been diagnosed with anxiety, 6.1 million with ADHD, 1.9 million with depression, and 4.5 million with a behavioral disorder. However, it's difficult to pick out if something is wrong with a child's mental health, because first, they're still learning how to express their emotions, and they may express one emotion while using words for another. Second, children are still developing both their bodies and their minds, so they're constantly changing. So what can you do to help kids take care of their mental health? Mental Health America has provided a list of activities and tips you can do to help your kids have a healthy mental health status. According to MHA, some of the basic things a child needs to have a good state of mental health are love, support, guidance, confidence, self-esteem, and time to socialize. This means things like setting up play dates and sleepovers, encouraging them to explore new opportunities, and praise their efforts in anything they do. Now, we know, kids also have their bad days, and sometimes, as parents, you might have to play bad cop. Turns out, there is a right and a wrong way to discipline a kid. If you need to discipline your child, MHA recommends to first talk about your feelings. Say what happened that upset you. Second, be a critic of the action and not the kid. So saying things like, "Oh, breaking the plate is not okay," rather than, "You're so misbehaved," will really make a big difference. It'll also help the kids associate things that are not acceptable, and they will be able to learn self-control rather than be controlled. Lastly, this was something I have personally learned. Don't use don't. Kids will not listen if they constantly hear, "Don't do this, don't do that." Instead, use something more positive. For instance, if running around the house is a no-no, say something like, "Use your walking feet." Now, why am I saying this? Psychologically, we are shaped to be the persons that we are by our experiences. And in an article for BMC Psychiatry found that discipline received in childhood will not only affect a child's academic and social life, but their overall mental health as adolescents and eventually adults. We not only need to consider our own health as adults, but also the health of those little youngsters. Gee, I sound like such an old person and I'm only 20 years old. Well, that's a wrap for this episode of Wellbeing Simplified. You can follow Wellbeing Simplified on Instagram at WellbeingSimplified2020 for updates on episodes, health and fitness tips, as well as some entertaining content. New episodes are uploaded every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time. See you next time.